Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayera. In this week's parsha, of course, we learn about the incredible, astounding Nisayon that Avraham is commanded to do, and how he succeeds so wonderfully and in ways that we can learn from. Avraham Avinu is prepared to sacrifice his son, his future, his dreams, his life's mission. He's prepared to sacrifice his life's mission, the mission of spreading monotheism, one God, no human sacrifices, all that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to. It's an amazing event that has repercussions throughout history. Maaseh Avot Siman Labanim, Jews throughout the ages were prepared and have been prepared to give up their life, Al Kiddush Hashem, and to sacrifice everything for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no surprise, therefore, that this parsha is at the focus of our Slichos before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's no secret and surprise that this parsha is read on Rosh Hashanah. It's an incredible event from which we can learn so much. Obviously, no one can learn everything and teach everything, certainly not in a Sem Torah, but I did want to share one idea. It's an idea that we've said many times in Shalvim for Women, and if you are an alumnus listening to this, then this will certainly be chazara for you, it'll certainly be review for you, but I hope really it'll be a meaningful review, and if you're someone else who's never heard this, Emir Tzashem, it can help you as it helped me the first time I heard this and learned this. One of the questions that happens, that occurs, that comes up, that arises in this whole parsha is the following. Avraham Avinu goes up. He's prepared to shecht his son. He ties him up. And then we turn to Perek Chaf Bet Pasak Yud Vayishlach Avraham Et Yado Vayikach Et HaMa'achelet Lishchot Et Beno. Avraham Avinu takes the knife and he raises the knife and he's prepared to shecht his son and everything we said. And then the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Bet Pasak Yud Vayishlach, I'm sorry, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min HaShamayim. A Malach calls out Vayomer Avraham Avraham. Vayomer Hineini, literally at the moment he's about to shecht his son, and says the Malach, Vayomer, says the Torah and Pasuk Yud Bet, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hana'ar, V'al Ta'as Lo Me'uma, Ki Ata Yadati, Ki Yarei Elokim Ata, V'lo Chasachta Mincha Et Yechidcha Mimeni. Don't do anything to the boy, because now I know that you believe in Hashem, you fear God, and you didn't preserve or prevent your beloved singular son from me. Rashi quotes the Medrash. The Pasuk seems to be strange. The Torah says that the Malach says, Vayomer, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Hanar, literally means do not send your hand, don't stretch out your hand to the boy. V'al ta'as lo me'uma, and don't do anything. Don't stretch your hand out and don't do anything. Seems like a double language for no reason. Says Rashi, al tishlach, says Rashi, lishchot. Don't send your hand out to shecht. And then Rashi quotes the Medrash. There's a conversation that we didn't know about. Amar lo, Avram hears that he's not allowed to shecht his son. Says Avram Avinu, Im kein lechinam bati lekan. I came here for no reason. E'eseh bo chabala, v'yotzi mimenu me'at dam. Okay, I know that I won't kill him, I can't kill him. But at least let me make a little wound, a little cut, take out some blood. And says the Torah, that Hashem says back, the Malach says back, Amar lo, al ta'as lo me'uma. Don't do anything, it's a play on words. Al ta'as bo mum. Don't make a mum. Again, Avram is ready to check the sun. The Malach says, according to the Chazal, the Medrash that Rashi quotes, the Malach says, don't shecht your son. Avram says, at least let me make a wound. Says the Malach, even that you can't do. And it begs the question, what's going on? Avram all of a sudden has become bloodthirsty. Okay, oh, you're not going to let me kill him, at least something. Let me get some blood out of this. Is that the Avram Avinu that we're talking about, really? He was prepared to do it. Okay, you can't do it. Why would Avram come back and say, let me at least make a wound? Doesn't make sense. So I heard the following idea from Harav Moshe Gantz Shlita. Rav Moshe Gantz is a senior Rebbe at Yeshivat Shalavim. An incredible Talmud Chacham. He was a student of Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Cook. He was a student of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, who was the son of Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. He says, Rav Gantz says that Rav Tzvi Yehuda says the following pshat. So important for all of our lives, all the time, I think. Very often, we experience or we encounter a spiritual high, as it were. We get inspired by this or by that. We go to an inspiring shir. We hear the Rav in our shul give an inspiring drasha. We go to a kumzitz, we go to a wedding, we go to hear a Malava Malka. So often in our lives, we are inspired. We meet somebody who's inspiring. We learn something that's inspiring, uplifting. And we become somebody else. Says Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, based on this medrash from the Akedah. It's very nice to be inspired. It's very nice to have an inspiring experience. We all look for those things. However, if that inspiring experience, if that spiritual high, so to speak, is not followed by some sort of concrete action, if I don't walk away from that kumzitz or from that Malava Malka, or from that Dvar Torah, or from that shir, or from that speech, or from that person that I met, if I don't walk away and do something, take upon myself a new action, as small as it is, something, then that experience of spiritual high and inspiration will fizzle, will deteriorate, will eventually disappear. And all we'll have left is a memory. I remember that I went to a shir of such and such a person and I was inspired. Oh, what'd you do about it? Nothing. How did you change? I didn't. How did it stick with you? It didn't stick with me, but I know it was inspiring. That's meaningless. What's meaningful is to walk away from meeting an inspiring person and saying, you know, that person inspired me. Starting today, I'm going to do XYZ. Starting today, I'm going to give a little bit more tzedakah. Starting today, I'm going to learn a little bit more Torah. Starting today, I'm going to come more on time to shul. Starting today, I'm going to stop talking in shul. Whatever it is, however great and however small, however great or however small it is, I have followed through. This action has now concretized that event. And now when I look back and say, guess what? I went to an inspiring shir 2 years ago. And ever since then, I've been davening like this. Ever since then, I set aside a little bit more money for tzedakah. It's with you. You're on a higher level. The mashal that I would give, this is my own mashal, so I apologize if it's unclear. I don't think Rav Cook gave this mashal. But imagine you're jumping on a trampoline. And that's very nice. You jump and it's fun and it's exciting and it's thrilling. But each time you jump, you fall back down to the same trampoline, and at some point you stop and you walk off. And when you walk off the trampoline, you're at the exact same point that you were at when you started. You had all these jumps and really fun, but you end up in the same place where you started. However, what happens if I use the jumping on the trampoline to hold on to the rafters? I jump so high, I'm by the roof, by the ceiling, and I jump and I hold on to the rafters. And now I climb up, and now I'm on the second floor. And so to speak, I find a new trampoline on the second floor. And I jump and I jump and I jump and I hold on to the new rafters. And before you know it, I'm on the third floor, I'm on the fourth floor. I don't walk out on the first floor. Says Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, that's exactly what happens here. Avraham, according to most Rishonim, just survives, just passed the 10th Nisayon. And Hashem says, okay, you did it. Go home. And Avraham says, I can't go home. Let me do something. Let me do something to concretize the level that I'm on now. Let me do something. Some blood, some symbolic marking, an action to concretize where I am right now. And believe it or not, excuse me, Hashem agrees. He doesn't agree that you can make a wound on Yitzchak, but he does agree, because the very next pasuk in pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayisa Avraham et einav vayar vihine ayil achar ne'echaz basvach bekarnav, and he finds a korban and he shechs the korban. There's the action. You did it, Avraham. You made it. You're on the second floor now. You're on the 10th floor now. You're on the 100th floor now. You're not back to where you started. When you finally go back down to the place that you started, you're a new person now. You're a new person. You're not on the first floor anymore. You've jumped and you held on and you're moving forward. May we be zoche for two things, Emir Tzashem, in this context. One is, may we be zoche to find inspiring shiurim and teachers and people and events and Malava Malkas and Shalom Zachars and Bris and all the simchas. But number two, to walk away from these inspiring events with actions by our hands. And Emir Tzashem, that inspiring event will not, God forbid, go to waste, will not dissolve, will not go away. Just the contrary, it will become a part of our new selves, of our new levels. Emir Tzashem, b'mehera v'yameinu, we should all have a Shabbat Shalom.